As I watched my kids splash in the water, having an amazing time right next to that. It was a little disturbing.
This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio.
We had a church camp out last week, and where we went, the lake, it was delightful. It was. But there had been a fish die-off recently. Like, so there seemed to be a dead fish every 5 feet on the beach. Like, and then there were dead fish in the water. And the kids are out there swimming. I'm like, ugh. Because they're there. They're right. So I was trying to remove them. So I'd pick up a dead fish by the tail, and I'd walk over and toss it over the pier onto the other side of the, so it was out of the swimming area. And I did that with like five or six fish. I'm like, ah, there we go. We're good. The dead fish are gone. But it's still in the lake. It's just right over there. And the kids are still swimming through. It's like, there's really no way to remove the dead fish essence from this lake. It's there no matter what. The only thing we can do is take the kids home and say, okay, now we're all bathing a lot. We're going to scrub until this is all gone. But it made me think about the sin in our lives. We are incapable of removing that. You can try to ignore it. You can try to take it out. But in the eyes of God, we are all guilty, and only Jesus can remove that sin with his blood. So, but yeah. Oh, I think about the fish. Here's Then Christ Came for Mercy Me, Kinship Radio.